Types of services and capability. Service types discussed here include local pickup and delivery, multi-stop, inbound, and line haul. While these service types are common in North America and Europe, it is important to note that there are differences in service types in other parts of the world, such as Asia or South America. Road transport, in general, is the most flexible and efficient mode of transport for local pickup and local delivery. Local pickup, drayage. Local pickup, or drayage, refers to the cargo's entry into the transportation network, and it may be called the first mile or first kilometer. It occurs when a transport company uses multimodal transportation, for example, truck and rail, and the freight is picked up from an origin and unloaded from one mode, truck, and loaded on another mode and shipped to the destination, rail, where it is picked up by another mode, truck, for local delivery to a destination. Cartage agents acting for air freight forwarders often manage local pickup for air carriers. Local delivery. Local delivery describes materials moving from a warehouse or another mode of transportation, for example, air or rail carriers, to a final destination. Often, the local delivery part of the shipment is handled by cartage agents for freight forwarders. Private courier services, for example, UPS, DHL, FedEx, or postal services often provide destination delivery services, although they seldom provide same-day service or handle large shipments, for example, furniture or major appliances. In addition to courier and postal services, a variety of destination delivery services have been created to meet the needs of customers who make online purchases. These e-commerce organizations manage the sales and also manage deliveries. Local delivery can be referred to as the last mile. As consumers continue to buy from online sources, companies and fulfillment centers must provide services from purchase to delivery. Consumers pay for the convenience of two-day delivery. Third-party logistics providers work in an interconnected supply chain using IT tools and multimodal capabilities. Multi-stop. Multi-stop refers to freight transportation by a trucking company that serves more than one customer and stops in several locations to drop off cargo. The company is not dedicated to just one customer. Multi-stop routes help control costs for small shipments. Multi-stop transport also occurs when carriers cross frontiers or borders and stop for customs inspections. Other stops may include weighing stops or stops for additional processing activities. Inbound shipments. Inbound shipments are those shipments from an origin in one country to a destination in another country. Such shipments remain in the control of the origin country's customs bureau and are kept sealed while in transit, until the final port destination when the destination country's customs authorities release the shipment for circulation. For example, a shipment bound from the EU to Los Angeles would travel inbound between the port of New York, where the shipment originally arrived in the U.S., to Los Angeles, the port of import, where it would be cleared by U.S. customs. During the transit between New York and Los Angeles, the shipment would remain in control of the EU's customs bureau. Inbound shipments generally include additional costs, as carriers handling inbound shipments must have customs operating authority. Line haul. Per the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, line haul is the portion of a transportation journey that moves between two transportation terminals. It is distinguished from and excludes the pickup and delivery portions of a journey used to acquire or distribute less than truckload freight. For road carrier transportation, the shipment is loaded in a semi-permanent trailer configuration that maximizes the amount of freight that each driver can legally haul over that portion of the journey. This may involve hauling multiple trailers. For longer distance deliveries, for example, equal to or more than 450 kilometers or about 280 miles between two truck terminals, line haul transport is used. Line haul drivers haul loads between a home terminal and a reshipment terminal. Some trucking companies require line haul drivers to help with loading and unloading at terminals and provide unloading and reloading equipment, although most freight is palletized. Dedicated line haul carriers haul freight only for a certain customer, delivering merchandise from distribution centers to the customer's DCs or stores. Capability. Because carriers are not limited to one kind of vehicle payload, trucks can haul a wide variety of materials and shipment sizes, but they often transport a greater percentage of high-value products and finished goods in low volumes, such as food, clothing, electronics, and pharmaceuticals. Some situations may call for a shipper to invest in additional specialized trailers or containers that need to be retrieved after use at additional cost. For example, if a shipper is selling corn syrup to a food manufacturer, the shipper may need to provide the food-grade bulk liquid trailer to the transportation provider and then get it back, possibly in an empty backhaul. The length of the haul is also an important shipping characteristic, and trucks tend to capture a greater percentage of short-haul freight movement. Goods are not likely to be damaged in transit due to trucks' solid suspensions and pneumatic tires that provide a smooth ride. In some countries, however, the road infrastructure quality is so poor that the risk of damage to goods or vehicles is much higher.